My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is making arrangements with his scammer Belinda to come to the Atlantis resort with him. Will she go? Listen and enjoy.
Because remember, I'm a successful comedy porn writer. For $3,000, I'm saying I'm going to pay for shit. For $3,000, she comes in. Now the money's going to flow.
Well, you said...
Because she's real.
Well, stop. You said you could pay for some of it, but not all of it. There's still a very...
Because I said because the lot is up in the air.
Well, that's the thing is you left a very big gray area. So you went kind of all in, but left a gray area behind
you. Well, she could have said yes, Joe.
Well, Tom says, oh, poor third world phony.
That's not very nice.
And then he says, laughing my ass off.
What?
And then he says, laughing my ass off.
She goes, yes, because I read that. She goes, yep, I would show you how real I am.
Oh,
I go, it would have indeed. Would you have been cool with sharing a room? She goes, that would be nice.
Oh.
And you could still make it happen if you really want to.
Oh, my God.
Well, the old gag is send the money for the plane ticket
well,
and the bitch don't show up.
Yep, well, that's what the underlying
meaning
is.
That's the play.
That's the play.
Now, let's say you sent her the money.
I'd be out $3,000.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't think if I sent the money, she was coming.
There's going to be no knock at that fucking door except the maid yelling housekeeping if you get that because you're only not tipping her.
You look different than your picture, but come on in.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, housekeeping, Belinda.
No, exactly. If I did send her the money, chances are, even if it was real and emotional, she could do a lot more in Ghana with $3,000 and coming and hanging out with Stupid for a couple of weeks.
Right.
So.
Well, Trucker Tom says that Davin should have said he was doing a gig in Guam. I'm not really sure.
It's Ghana. What?
I don't know.
And I've been to Ghana to do gigs.
I know, but he wanted you to go to do a gig in Guam. I'm not getting it.
All right, Tom.
All right. Sorry,
that's
that went
away.
Over my head. And... everybody's.
I go, it would have indeed. Would you have been cool with sharing a room? She goes, that would have been nice. And still can if you really want to make it happen. I go, and how's that? You can come for me so we go together. I go, I can't fly across the globe to fly someplace that is 2 to 3 hours flight. She goes, okay, if you say so.
What do you mean? No, not if you say so. If
think of the jet fuel. How would Al Gore feel?
Just logic dictates.
Look at the carbon footprint I would leave just to pick up your ass.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, I think Al Gore's airline bill. I don't think Al Gore would give a shit.
Yeah.
I think they caught him with his drawers down on that.
Mm.
But nonetheless.
But it would be a Godzilla footprint, carbon footprint.
Yeah.
I go, if you can get to me, I will take care of your accommodations with me and your food and drink. And she has no idea how expensive that would have been.
Oh, my God.
Holy smoke. Now you're taking
bologna.
A gamble.
I certainly am. I couldn't even eat there.
You're eating bologna from the store down the way.
I was.
I know you were.
She goes, you know I can't make it there. I don't have that much, remember? I go, okay, babe. So what will you be wearing in the pictures today? So what would you be doing about it? I go, about what? I got to take care of Flory. Oops, sorry, wrong one. I go, do you want me to she goes, do you want me to come with you or you would go alone? I go, I'm going for work. I wanted you to come, but it looks like it can't happen. What are you going to wear for the pictures today? She goes, one of my clothes, I guess.
One of my clothes.
Well, I go,
oh,
I didn't think you'd be naked. LOL. What outfit?
Huddle, huddle.
Surely you have thoughts about it. Because you know what you're going to fucking wear for this.
Yeah.
She goes, I have, but I would go through my stuff and get something really nice to wear. Well, what outfit are you leaning towards? Have a couple dresses I am thinking wearing. What colors? The date on the paper looks really small. I asked her for the date on the newspaper. Proof of life.
Right.
I go, okay, just take the picture with what you are wearing now. I'm going to tell you guys right now. She does take the picture and everything. And normally I would direct you guys to her Facebook page.
Yes.
I normally, if I knew this was a scammer, I would fucking tell everybody to go there.
Right, right.
By not telling everybody.
It's still a little down in your head, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm in February with this shit.
Right.
But at this point, there was a lot of doubt in my head.
Okay.
Still today, there's a lot of doubt in my head. And I posted that on Facebook.
Wow.
Pretty much. Today we had something. And again, I'm still confused.
Not sure.
Every step I take forward, I take another one back.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. So, because I am not sure,
right?
I will not be giving out her Facebook page.
Okay.
I think that's the move.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. If I knew she was fake, her picture would already be up with the other scammers on the Davin's Den page.
And you guys could bombard her with bullshit. But
yeah, I mean,
really
that's what
sure
we did.
What's going on yet.
Yeah, that's what we did, but not this time. Okay, just take the picture of what you're wearing now, mix black and white, like I like my women. No, cool. Okay, I go, but I will take, she goes, but I will take the newspaper with today's date too. I go, okay, just take it with what you are wearing. You're wearing a black and white dress, correct? I go, what's your daughter wearing? Oh, sorry, Kumia. I go, what do you, she goes, what are you going to do in the Bahamas? I go, as many women as possible.
That's funny.
I like that. So that what'd she think of that, though?
She goes, a pink top and blue jeans. I think that was an answer to the daughter.
Yeah, I think so, too. She answered?
She goes, very cute. She goes, so you were divorced now. Now, we have not addressed my divorce. Because when I fled, and she doesn't know where the fuck I am.
Right.
I was supposed to go to court.
Yes.
We've never really addressed that.
Ah.
So you are divorced now? I go, I don't know, to be honest. She goes, why is that? What did the court say? I go, I don't know. She goes, I guess you don't want to tell me. It's okay. I go, it isn't that at all. She goes, then what is it, hon? I go, I never went to court. She goes, you told me you did. I go, I never told you that. I did not tell you much of anything last Thursday. So tell me what happened. I go, well, after you told me, I was devastated. My whole world was upside down. I was at home staring at my gun. Again.
Oh, here we go.
And I really wanted to end it. Once again, I had put my trust in the wrong hands and my heart had been broken. I just wanted to stop the hurt. But I have a daughter. And though she might hate me, maybe one day she will not. So I got a taxi and went to the airport. Nobody knows where I am and that anything is not right. And I like it like that.
Mm.
So what does that mean for us? I go, what do you mean? She goes, are you still interested in me? I go, why are you asking me that? She goes, I have a feeling you are not. I go, why? She goes, I don't know. It's like you've changed. I go, how have I changed? She goes, I feel you don't care about me anymore. Don't know why I'm getting this feeling. I go, I don't know why either. I just invited you to paradise with me, stupid.
Could you stop there for a second?
I most certainly can, Joe.
I think with the divorce thing, now this is kind of leaning to where there might be an emotional... I was talking to Mike, stupid.
Joe will flatulate himself.
Did you just say he'll flatulate himself? Yes, I flatulate myself. I'm
going to
fart myself.
Fart all over yourself.
I'm
going to
shit myself. I drank the Kahlua, but anyway. But
oops.
She is showing an emotional side where you mentioned that you did not get divorced yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going, all right, where are we going with this? She's giving you this whole, like... illusion of where are we going with this,
right.
Which is more on the emotional side.
Floyd be like, "What about the money?"
Yeah,
that's nice. Where's the cash?
Right away, yeah.
Just go more, yeah. You know, you don't really see the emotional thing coming,
right?
No.
I go, I don't know why. I go, I don't know why either. I just invited you to paradise with me. I go, fine, you got me. I have no feelings for you. I love to spend hours online talking to women that won't even engage in cyber lovemaking. It's a weird fetish I have. You got me. Feel better now?
Well, now that we've both come clean. Tell about the show.
Tune in. We want to build a Ghanaian audience.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
You're a star.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.